Hi guys, so this is our first episode. I'm in my car right now, so we'll see how this goes. I have a bunch of different things, different subjects that I know would be fun to talk about, but my head is like so full right now. I just finished work, so let me introduce a little bit myself, even though I'm a very private person. My friends love to say that I'm mysterious, but when I get to know you, I can be very goofy, very loving, and if I'm really close to someone, I will protect them and fight for them with my heart and soul. If some of you guys are good in astrology, try to guess what my sign is. But I'm 23. I am currently still, well, right now I'm not enrolled in university, but I go to university. I'm studying in communications right now, and I think I have like 2 semesters left. So, oops, sorry. Oh, damn, sorry guys. I am a sneezer. This is like so irrelevant to say, but my nose, like all the time, it's running all the time. Always seem like I have allergies or maybe like a cocaine addiction. Who knows? But honestly, by the way, I don't do cocaine, but I was just trying to like give you guys the feel and visual of like my nose is always like I'm always sniffing up. And by the way, like, my gosh, do people have like certain phobias or when you hear certain sounds or whatever? I should have put a trigger warning before sniffing in your guys's ear. Ew. I'm very sorry about that. But yeah, so and you guys are gonna see one thing I should say about me is that I love to go back and forth between things all the time. And so I have friends that are exactly like me. Yeah, so I have friends that are exactly like me, and they love to go from like one point to another, one subject to another. And then while we're talking, it makes us think of a different story, and we're like, yo, remember when this happened? And then we're like, what? Why were we talking about this? And then we go back to the original subject. So I'm gonna do a lot of back and forth. For today's episode, we're gonna keep it short and sweet. I want it to be a fun, lightweight episode. It's the first one. I don't really have a direction on where I want it to go, what I want to do. And I think that's what's really fun about this. I'm also someone, like, I always say this. I'm like, no, I hate podcasts. I hate it. And I feel it's because, so I was saying I've always been someone who's like, oh my gosh, like, I hate podcasts, the podcast bros, you know, the stereotype, or like the girls that talk and you're like, they don't make sense. Do they have something in their brain? See, I feel like that too. I feel that. I'm like, yeah, like, let's stop with the podcast. Some people should not have microphones. But then again, what I love about certain podcasts nowadays is like you get to get an insight on what's popular, what's trending, but also how people react to certain news, certain stuff. And so it's a different kind of media. I am a communications girly, so I'm gonna come with the facts. It's a different kind of media to inform people, but also get people's like reactions and like a consensus culturally in like larger groups, how people feel. Also, you get like different dynamics. There are some people that are going to talk about money, some people are going to talk about relationship, and then they invite people with their same interests and they discuss more on those subjects, and we get to learn a little bit, even if it's frustrating. Like, I've always learned if something like brings out a big reaction out of you, then that means you need to investigate why, because you're supposed to be at like, not all the time obviously, but if all of a sudden you're watching this video on the internet and you're like, oh my gosh, I strongly disagree with this and whatever, try to like think back to yourself, like what the subject means to you, and yeah, like how do you feel about it, and why do you feel about that, and why you disagree with people, because it helps you get to know yourself more with your morals and how you think, but also it's gonna help you in conversations with other people. Like, how are you going to be able to like, already know how other people think about a subject that you disagree with. And it makes you, like, a good... My parents have always said I would be a good lawyer, and I've always wanted to go into law. Like, I've always been interested in those shows, like, Law and Order. Even Criminal Minds, I liked it with the, like, kind of detective background. But I've always been someone who loves to argue, and not loves to argue like get mad and scream at each other, but like loves to debate on, like, I also love to understand the why. So like I'll always ask people like why you think this, and like sometimes when people aren't, you know, mature enough, emotionally intelligent enough, they'll feel like it's an attack, where I always need to kind of understand why do people react in a certain way, why do they do certain things. And so I'll ask questions to understand more why. And you can clearly see I might disagree, but I always want to understand your or other people's different types of perceptions on something that I disagree with, because it might change my mind. And that's something that comes with getting older and being more mature. I'm only 23, obviously. There's so many things. There's so many more things, which is scary, but it's real. So many more things are coming in, and you have to learn to just be able to change your perception on certain things, because you learn and you grow and you learn. And so maybe today I feel like this about the subject, but tomorrow certain things might happen. I might go through certain situations that might change my opinion on that subject. And so a little bit of life, you know, philosophy right there. But yeah, so today is Wednesday, August, I honestly don't know, August 27th. Yeah. So Wednesday, August 27th, 2020. Don't be forgetting which year we are, because the year went by so fast, guys. Like, oh my gosh, I can't even, like, the year's almost done. Like, we're in August. And for me, it's kind of stressful because I was supposed to go back to school in the fall. So, like, next week would be my first week back to school at university. But I had basically issues of paying on time my tuition and then also registering on time. And I want to talk a little bit about this, like, for a short time, and just kind of reach out, but like my heart goes out to any student who really wants to keep studying, who really wants to accomplish their things, and there keeps to be like delays. I just want to tell you, also, I'm Christian, but even if you're not Christian, this can apply. I just want to tell you, keep your head up and keep going, because there's a reason why these delays are happening. Maybe you need more time. Maybe the academic stress is too much. And it's okay to take time for yourself, especially high achievers in school. I think since we've been in school for so long and we place a lot of value on the achievements and, okay, I finished with this kind of GPA and I was able to finish that much, but I was able to have that many credits. Like, we place a lot of values on doing that and doing that quickly. And especially university, you hang around a lot of people that are able to do the job quickly like this. And you're always on go, 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 you know, especially here in Canada, in Montreal more specifically. I feel like you start in the fall. Like, you, here we have a lot of festivals and a lot of like city events. So the city of Montreal organizes events all the time. Here you can hear the sniff that I was talking about. But yeah, in the city of Montreal, there's many events during the summer. And so usually what students will do is like have a job during the summer and also have fun at these festivals with their friends and family. And so what happens is you either have like summer school and a part-time job, or you have a part-time job and or a full-time job and or internship. Like, see how many things. And so you're trying to also juggle that with your social life. Also, like, you're young and you're growing and you're learning. And you're learning so many new things, so many new concepts, so many new emotions that you didn't even know you could feel are happening to you and your body. Even if we're older, like I'm 23, but still at that like crunch of age, your body is changing still, okay? And it's weird because you're an adult but sometimes get mistaken for a kid. Like, it's this weird in between. And also you feel like things are happening so quickly, but yet so little is being done and there's so many delays. And so I'm saying this from a Christian standpoint. I really believe in just surrendering all your faith to God. But also today, this morning, I was listening to a little bit of like church kind of YouTube videos, motivational videos. And this one guy was saying, be grateful. People forget to just give their gratefulness to God, like, and say thank you. And he was saying, not just saying thank you to people around you when you do things for you, like being thankful of how far you've come, being thankful of who you are right now, just being thankful of the now. And so even if you're not spiritual, you're not religious, you can still practice that in your everyday life because it helps you just as an individual and a human being and just as a better person in your relationships as a partner, as a mom, as a dad, as a sister, as a brother. Like, you will feel so much better if you just take some time every day to be grateful of where you are now, because worse things could happen. Let's acknowledge that and let's be thankful that they haven't. And so for any student that's going through delays, going through maybe failures of classes, going through stressful, like, I've met a lot of people at university that have children and they have to manage like co-parenting, or there's like their child is out of state and so they have to go out of state sometimes, they have to bring their child to class, like whatever you're going through, whatever you have to deal with that is causing delays in your education, I just want to tell you, keep going and keep going forward. Even if there's a stop and it's stagnant, I really believe in just being thankful of where you are now and always moving forward, always trying to find a way to push through. And it's easier said than done, obviously. And like, sometimes what annoys me is like where I'll feel like the most loss is when you have all these people that are like, just keep going, everything's gonna be okay, like toxic positivity. And sometimes it feels so good to just be like I hate everything and everything's going so bad because everything, like, I don't have this and I don't have that and blah blah blah. But honestly, this gives you such a relief, and I encourage people to go through that. Like, let yourself be like this and let yourself be mad and let yourself be discouraged. It's okay to feel these emotions because they're part of life and they're what makes you human, and they're also what makes you appreciate it. When things are going better, you appreciate not feeling like that. And so you need, as an individual, to feel these things, because when you're gonna feel good, You're gonna know you're feeling good because there was a time where you were not feeling good at all. And it's also good because it's gonna give you the motivation to go further. But oh yes, we were talking about not feeling well, and it's okay to feel like that. Feeling sorry for yourself feels so good at first, but then it feels so disgusting to constantly feel like that, guys. I promise you, you know it does, and you still do it because that's self-sabotage, okay? And I really feel like everybody goes through that. Everybody self-sabotages in a way. Everybody has that thing that scares them that they don't want to do. I have that thing that scares me. Maybe starting this was the thing that scared me. I'm doing it in a voice recording because I don't like showing my face a lot. I don't like posting on social media. Like, I rarely post. I post in my stories, and like, I'll put the blurring filters so you don't see my pimples, you don't see the smile lines. Like, everybody goes through that. But at some point, you're gonna have to use that ucky, yucky feeling that I'm not good enough and everybody's better than me. Start being thankful of who you are. Be thankful of you. Who you are. Going back to being Christian, again, I like to give different perspectives. So I'll always give you like the Christian perspective, because that's what relates to me. And then I can give you a more spiritual, and then just like a more regular perspective. So it kind of fits everybody. And I also think that there's no right or wrong way to think. I think the first mistake we make is thinking there's a right or wrong way to things. Like, either way, like, if you do the bad thing, you're gonna learn a lesson. If you do the good thing, you're doing a good thing. So that's your benefit. So that's how I see things. There's no winning or losing here. There's only just being good. So when you learn and you do something bad, you have the chance to be good later on, if you do take that chance. And if you don't, a worse consequence is going to happen. So bringing it to being Christian, God, Holy Father, He created you perfect. No matter if you think you have flaws, you think there's something wrong with you, you think you could be prettier, you think you could do this, you think you could do that, stop thinking like that. You are the way you're supposed to be. And I feel like that can be very toxic positivity. So I do say, like, I acknowledge sometimes I look like shit. And like, it's okay to admit that. It's okay to say these certain days I don't look my best. Certain days I don't feel my best. There are even certain days I don't even know why I'm here. It's okay to have these days. It's also okay to acknowledge I could lose some weight. I could change this about me. I could blah, 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 blah. First of all, I think you should do the inner work before doing the outer work. And for me, doing the inner work was finding a relationship with God. Because it helped me mentally release all the burdens that I thought I had to carry on my own. I think that's what we forget about religion. Religion kind of teaches you to do good around you and to also believe that you're not doing this alone. You're not alone. And it removes all feeling of loneliness from your body. And in my, like, perspective and my experience. But doesn't relate to everybody again. So, but what I will say, if you are spiritual, there are things that happen to you. There are good things that happen to you that are not miracles, and they're not a coincidence. They were supposed to happen to you. So if you're a Christian, or if you're any other religion and you believe in God, then you know that God had a plan for you. Has and will always have a plan for you. And so everything that happens to you is to lead you to something more. If you're spiritual, then you know everything that happened to you, it had to happen to you because you're that girl, or you're that guy, or you're that person. You're supposed to succeed. You know it. You feel it. You're like, yeah, that's why I don't feel good, because I wish I was rich. You know, it's always about money, but it can be about so many things. But honestly, to me, the root of all evil, like the saying says, is money. I really believe that, because it turns people evil. Money is not automatically bad, but the people that have created money and the way they use it is so bad that it has coerced other people to turn themselves bad. And so I can relate it to, if I'm using religion, that's the devil kind of telling you you're not good enough because you're not making that much money, because you don't have the money to buy all these clothes, you don't have the money to go on trips, and you don't have the money to meet influential people, and you blah 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 blah. But if you're spiritual, or if you're religious, or even if you're just a person that knows who you are and believes in yourself, because that's the first step, you need to believe in yourself. Whatever you do is for your own good. Right now, I want you to say that. Whatever I do is going to be for my own good. See, I'm like talking like a spiritual, like not a spiritual, but like a spiritual guru. But listen, that's not what I'm trying to be here. I'm trying to be someone who's just going to motivate you, but also be relatable and kind of give different perspectives, but also kind of push the conversation on things that we feel. Because automatically, if I'm a comms girly, I'm going to want to know why people think this and why they say that. And so you have to go to the root of someone. And so whenever you're criticizing, even if it's not just yourself, but others around you, and you're saying, oh, I don't like what she's saying. I don't like what she's doing. Oh, this is too much. This is blah, blah, blah. That's evil. That's evil coming into you. You should always be thankful. You should always revert back to being thankful. You can even say, I'm thankful. I don't think like this. Okay, then be that person. Be that person. But own it and always focus on you. Because I truly think if people focused more on themselves, we would have less haters. We would have less aggressors. We would have less people that are trying to come for the joy and just the free spiritness of other people. Am I right? Okay. So, like I said, today is Wednesday. And I just wanted to maybe make this towards students. But this message can really, honestly, today's episode can really reach anybody. And so today is, if you know the show, The Summer I Turned Pretty. If you don't, you need to go watch it. But if you do, today, Wednesday, I can't wait to go watch it. So yeah, I just finished work, so I should be on my way. But yeah, I've always been Team Conrad. And I think a lot of the times, we've all had a Conrad. So what do I mean by that? We've all had a guy. So just to give a little bit of background. So Belly, she's this girl, which the... I forgot the name of the author, but I'll definitely try to add it somewhere. But basically, all her characters are always have like Asian origin or Asian background. And so Belly, which is the main character, is half Asian. She grew up with her mom's best friend, which is white. And I'm seeing like the background so people get a visual if they don't know what the story is. So her best friend is white and blonde, and she has these two cutesy little boys. One that's blonde with blue eyes, Jeremiah, and then the other one is Conrad, Conrad also has blue eyes, but he has like brown goldish hair. And so Conrad is the eldest and Jeremiah is after him. And so they grew up together. They basically grow up. And to give long story short, she dates Conrad. But then Conrad breaks up with her because he's depressed, going through things. His mom has cancer, which is Belly's mom's best friend. And she, I don't want to give spoilers, but you already know. We hate the sea because what the sea does. But he's going through that, going through the emotions, blah, blah. And so they break up, long story short. So long story short, she breaks up with Conrad, and later she kind of has a crush on Jeremiah, if I'm not mistaken, and so gets with Jeremiah. Everything that she needs, he's ready to give. If she hurts herself, he would be the one going. If she's hungry, he's cooking for her, leaving food for her in the fridge with a little note. Like, he's very attentive to her needs, very much like a caring lover towards her. Even though they're not together. On the other hand, she has the guy, Jeremiah, the little brother, who's kind of immature, kind of all over the place. She has to pick up the slack. This kind of situation happens so much nowadays. And it also happens for every woman that's a little bit older that you've known, or that's in your family and your entourage and your friend group. We've all had that girl that could have had a Conrad. The Conrad might even still be there, but she goes for Jeremiah. For what? Because of circumstance. But sometimes I feel like you should go beyond the circumstance. I have things that aren't working. Let me go beyond the circumstance. I see the guy that I liked broke up with me because so many things happened. I got with his brother. Going back to the summer, I got pretty here right now. And the big bro, you know you love him. Like, you can't. Like, it hurts your soul to not be with him. There's tension whenever you guys are in the same room. Like, ugh. Watch the show if you haven't. But anyways. And so, you know you should be more awkward and be more outrageous. Like, okay, you're not where you want to be. Okay, you're not doing what you want to do. Be awkward and be... No, I'm kidding. But I wanted to use those words just to say, sometimes it's hard to do something outside of the box. Society has shown us, going back to the comms right here. Society has showed us that whenever someone tries to do something different, there's either going to be a movement. So there's going to be a reaction. The reaction might be positive. The reaction might be negative. And then it's going to affect different things. Sometimes it's supporting certain causes politically. So you know that there's a correct side and a not so correct side politically. But we just choose to, we don't want to be awkward. We don't want to be outrageous. We don't want to seem like this. Because there are certain societal norms that have been in place on us already. And they make us feel like we need to fit this mold. We need to be this like perfect person. When in the contrary, like, I disagree to this so bad. I feel like the beauty of the world, if you look outside your window right now, it's how many different things there are. It's how many trees are in front of your house. How many bike lanes. Okay, no, I'm not gonna say bike lanes. If you're from Montreal, fuck the bike lanes. But it's how many kids are running around right now. How many cars are coming in. How the sun is shining. How the sky looks. How it's quiet, how it's busy. Like, we will always be amazed as a species of differentness. And so I am slowly coming to the realization that, like, our purpose is to do things differently. Like, I think the real purpose is not the end, it's like the search, you know? And so there's no really real end goal. And so going back to what I was saying at the beginning with the delays with school and stuff, going back to my situation, I really do think that sometimes it's okay that there are delays. See, hey, it adds character to my academic like route. Look, I went to school straight for 3 years, and then at some point in my last year I started to take a little bit off doing all these cool side jobs on the side. And so it's different, it's my experience. Other people do it in 3 years one shot, and they get out of school and then they have to search for internships and stuff. And so that's their route that they're taking, and that's their experience that they're gonna gain from that. And so there's no right or wrong. Also tying back to, there's no right or wrong thing to do. And so we're gonna end it here. This, I can see it's like 30, it's gonna be about like 37, maybe like 40 minute episode. And so let me know what you guys think. I'm open to any suggestion, any like constructive criticism. Okay, I'm not open to hate. Like, you can hate, but I'm not gonna be open to receive your hate. And so your hate's just gonna bounce back to yourself. And so I'm leaving you guys with that little mentality. And see you guys very soon.